In the last perek in Maseches Yuma, the Gemara talks about fasting on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, whenever this is Safik Sakana, a sex fake of a Safik Sakana. So it's Decha Yom Kippur and it's Decha Shabbos. And the Gemara has different Tanoim, learning that from different psukim. Then the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim came up with a better pasuk than all the psukim of the Tanoim, V'chai Bohem, Lo Sheyamas Bohem. The pasuk implies even a sofek, pikuach nefesh, even a svek sveke. It's also decha Shabbos and decha kol haTorah kulam. At one point, the Gemara thought that maybe it's based on a different pasuk, v'shomer b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, which has the connotation of chalel alav Shabbos achas, kedesh yishma shabbos es harbe. That's a different din. That's not really pikuach nefesh. That's a din chatei b'shul shetiske. We usually say that the ends do not justify the means. It depends which ends and which means. Every legal system has a rule that the ends do justify the means. The only question is which ends and which means. I want to have yeshiva, so I'm going to steal money from the government and tell them that I have a university and I really have a yeshiva. So those ends do not justify those means. But let's say a woman is in labor. And she has to rush to the hospital, and it's 3 o'clock in the middle of the night, and there are no cars on the highway, and the husband is going to run through all the red lights. The police will help him go through the red lights. They'll call ahead and tell all the other police also to let the car go through. So those ends do justify the means. And pikuach nefesh, most legal systems have that pikuach nefesh is daichev, is surim. Apparently, in the days of the Rambam, there were Karoim who didn't believe in Pikuach Nefesh being the Kolat Terekulo, so the Rambam makes a whole attack against them. Beginning at Perek Beis in Hilchos Shabbos, he writes that those Apikrusim think that the Torah meant to be mean to the Jewish people, and the Dinim are binding even when you're going to lose your life. That's ridiculous. Pikuach Nefesh is there. So there's a different din Chatei Bishvil Shetiske. Gemara has sometimes you're allowed to be makriv, you're allowed to violate dinam de rabbanon. Let's say by mistake they brought a korban on yontif, and the korban was brought for one of the musafim, but they won't be yotze because they didn't makriv it lishma. They weren't makriv the chatas lishma. That's a bad example. They weren't makriv the oil lishma. Let's say a chatas shalol lishma is puzzle. If you bring an oil of shalom, the korban is kosher, but it's not oil of labayla m'shem choyva. So the question is, but when you, let's say they did the shechita, shalom l'shma, so it won't be oil for the klal Yisrael. But, so we allow you to be zorek v'dam. It's because Adam should be on malochem ed rabban, on mesak and mon, it's machshe the korban. So it should be osem ed rabban. The Gemara says, chatei b'shul shetiske. If they by mistake shechted the oil of the Musafim on Yontif, Shalol Lishma, so it won't be Oyla Labailim, she won't be Klalisor, won't be Yotze with it, but at least we should be Zorik the Dam. We should be Zorik the Dam, so at least the carbon will be kosher. At least we'll save it a little bit. That's called Chatei, the Shul Shatiska, has to pay. The malacha that you're doing is only malacha mid the Rabban. What you're going to gain is that the carbon will be kosher. It has to make sense. Let's say someone tells me he has a possible investment for me. Am I interested? I should invest $1,000 and maybe I'll gain $500 and I may lose my $1,000. So there's a 50-50 chance I may lose the $1,000 and I may gain another $500. So does that pay? I don't think it pays. I should risk the loss of $1,000 for the possible gain of $500. If they say I should invest $5, maybe I'll win $1,000. Okay, so I'll invest $5. I may lose $5. But I wouldn't risk the $1,000. Chatei b'shul shetiske is in ruchnius. It's not in gashmius. Chatei. That's the principle of chatei b'shul shetiske. So you need both of the psukim. You need the pasuk v'chai b'hem alo she'amas b'hem because nefesh is doicha. The Gemara says chatei b'shul shetiske is only if it's a smart investment. If it's a risky investment, then you don't say chatei b'shul shetiske. But pikuach nefesh doicha Shabbos, even if it's a slim chance that you'll save the person's life. even if it's the lahalcha b'pikuach nefosh sachar ha'roiv. Let's say the roiv is that the guy's going to survive anyway. I don't have to rush him to the hospital on Shabbos. So the roiv is going to die anyway, even if I do rush him to the hospital on Shabbos. The roiv is that he's going to die anyway. Roiv is not going to die anyway. So the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Ksubas, lahalcha b'pikuach nefosh sachar ha'roiv. You have to be choshish for the miyud, even if there's a slim chance. If it's echemini elf alfei alofim, one chance in 100,000, so that's ridiculous. Some say as a tshuva, that's not called a zavik pikoch nefesh. Whenever there's a zavik pikoch nefesh, you need the pasuk b'chai b'hem lo she'amis b'hem that even a zavik is mutter. Whenever it's a smart investment, you'll violate it the rabbanon in order to gain to save someone's life. So that. That's Chatei B'Shul Shatiska, that makes sense. So two different klolim. There is a big machlokes in Tosfos, and in Shulchan Aruch, there's no psak l'alach. There was, in the days of the Rishon, there's a major machlokes where the pikoch nefesh of an uber is Decha Shabbos. V'chai b'hem alo she'omas b'hem is the mocker, but the baby wasn't born yet. The baby is an uber still. If you kill an uber, you're not chayiv misa. A tinik ben yomecher, arga neragolim. If the baby is one day old, he was born already, but if he wasn't born yet, then it's an iser. We assume abortion is a. There are three different opinions in Acharonim regarding abortions. You look in this Techemet, he has a good discussion. One opinion that the Rabbi Yankev Hem holds that abortions are always mutter. One opinion that it's an iser, the Rabbanan, there's such a loshen and Tosfos. And the Pashta says that it's an iser deraisa. The Pashta says like that. Abortion is an iser deraisa. So even though it's an iser deraisa, but still if you kill an uber, you're not chayiv misa. So that's the question, whether saving the life of an uber is considered pikoch nefesh. Usually the shaila doesn't come up, because where do you have a case where only the uber's life is besofik sakona, and the mother's life is not besakona? You have to be a big doctor to know that only the uber is besakona, the mother is not besakona. Usually if a layman in the hospital, sometimes the doctors will realize only the uber is in danger and the yoledes is not in danger. So then it's a shaila, how do we pass? Shulchan Aruch, they don't give a psak. So we say whenever there's a suffix and pikoch nefesh, you go lekula. Suffix nefesh lokal, we're makel on that because there's no psak mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. There is a the Gemara has a different. The Tanaim didn't know who this Eliyahu Hanavi was, a mysterious person. What shape did he come? Eliyahu Hagiladi, Eliyahu Hatishbi. Who was he? So there's one Tana was of the opinion that Pinchas Eliyahu. Eliyahu Hanavi was a Kohen. He was really Pinchas. So Tosfos in the end of Bob Metzia is bothered with the kasha Pinchas Eliyahu. Had Eliyahu come to be Mechaya Ameis, Kohen is Muslim, not to be Mitami Lameis. I was in Mitami to the Meis. So Tosfos says that it was Pikuach Nefesh. That's Pikuach Nefesh. A dead body to bring it back to the life. So Tosfos says it was Vaday Lo that he would succeed in bringing about the life. So the Achronim asked the kasha, why does it have to be Vaday? Sofsi Pikuach Nefesh is also Decha Shabbos. Why do it have to be Vaday? So the simple answer is, let's say someone's life is besakana in Hong Kong, and I'm going to turn on the light in New York. Maybe turning on the light will have an effect and save his life. Mechateisa. Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come to a mace and he's going to say a tefillah, and the mace is going to come back to life. That's like I'll turn on the light in New York. That's going to help the chayla in Hong Kong. Why? There's a chance, one chance in a billion, that is going to help. Maybe Menashe Maim, there's a connection. But so Pashta says, if it's not a Vaday that he's going to bring him back to life, it's not even called a Sofek Bikoch Nefesh. So it's like Echad Mini Aleph Alfei Alofim, Echad Teisa. The Netziv has a famous interpretation on that Teisa. The Netziv is commentary on the Shiltas. He thinks that Bikoch Nefesh only applies if the person is alive and want to keep him alive. If he's dead already, want to keep him, bring him back to life, that's not called Pikuach Nefesh. That's only Mutter Mitam Chatei B'Shvil Shetiske. So the Gemara said there in the end of Yom Chatei B'Shvil Shetiske is only Mutter if it's a Vaday, if it's a very sensible investment. Chatei B'Shvil Shetiske means if it's a risky investment, so you don't do it. If it's a reasonable investment, then you do it. To do an Avera Kala in order to gain Mitzvah Gedoyla, so then you say Chatei B'Shvil Shetiske. So that's what the Netziv interprets. it was vaday lo Eliyahu Navi knew Baruch HaKadosh that it's going to work. So that's why he was allowed to do it based on the din of chatei chalal lo shabbosachas kedei sheishmo shabbosah. That's why he, even though he was a kohen, Pinchas Eliyahu, he was allowed to be metame lemeis to bring him back to life. But it wasn't midin pikuach nefesh. If it would have been midin pikuach nefesh, it wouldn't have to be a vaday sof. It would have been mutter. And it wouldn't apply at all because the person was dead already. Only applies to Chai Bohem to maintain him, to keep him alive. So they're really two different psukim. B'chai Bohem alo she'amus b'hem echatei b'shul shatizke b'sham b'nei yisal sal shabbos chalel alam shabbos achz k'dei she'ish ma shabbos es harbe. The Gemara has in another place, the Gemara says that if someone lost an aveda, that's only worth a shabbaputa. The Daf Yomi people are just learning. They just learned Hashavas Aveda. So if the Aveda is Hashavas Pruta, there's a mitzvah to do Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara says it's a Kal V'chaimer. If he lost a nickel, if he lost a penny, there's a mitzvah to give him back. Now a penny is less than Hashavas Pruta. For many years, a penny was more than Hashavas Pruta. Now it's less. Depends on the value of the cost of silver, pure silver. So let's say the guy lost a nickel, you must have to do a Shabbos Aveda. So Hashabbos Gufo is a Kavachayma from Hashabbos Mamono. If he lost his good health, and I know how to help him, I know I'm a doctor, I know how to help him, so Midin Hashabbos Aveda, you must have. That's what the Gemara says. It's a Kavachayma from Hashabbos, the mitzvah to, on the part of the doctor to heal the patient. V'chai bohem lo shamas bohem zedin, the pikvach nefesh is decha kol atarakulo. Where does it say there's a chiv to heal the patient? So the chiv is based on Hashavas Aveda. So the Gemara says when you do Hashavas Aveda, you're not allowed to charge any money because of the pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim. I think it's in Bo'as Chanan. Hashavas Aveda says, Re'ei limadati eschem chukim imishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem alakoy. So what does it mean? So the pasuk pshat is, the Rebbe Shlom told me all the Taryag mitzvahs, and he told me I should teach you all the Taryag mitzvahs. I taught you all the mitzvahs, kasher tzivani Hashem elokoi. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. Limadati eschem chukim imishpatim kasher tzivani. I taught you the dinim in the same way the Rebbe Shlom taught me the dinim. Ani bechinam avata bechinam. Just like when I was on Hasina, Rebbe Shlom didn't charge me tuition, and he taught me the dinim bechinam. So too, I taught you the dinim bechinam, and the dervis. When you teach the dinim to the future generations, you're not allowed to charge any money. So that's why the yeshiva officially never charges any tuition for limud kodesh based on that pasuk. So the Gemara says that din, ma'ane b'chinam, afata b'chinam, is not restricted only to Talmud Torah. It applies to any mitzvah, let's say, to give Haggadah Seders. I'll give Haggadah Seders if they'll pay me, or din Torah. I'll participate in din Torah if they pay me money. Or let's say, he's a tohar al atomi. When someone is a tummy mace, so everybody's tummy has to go to mikveh, but the tummy mace has to have hazal shlishi shvi before he's able to go to the mikveh after the hazal shvi. So it says in the pasuk, he's a tohar al atomi. So somebody has to help him. And all them tohar, so let's say I'm tohar, I don't want to be mazal unless he pays me money. The Gemara says that that's not right. You're not allowed to charge money for doing any mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that I can do himself. Then let him do it himself. I have a right to charge money. Let's say he wants me to write him a pair of tefillin. Let him write his own tefillin. It'll take him forever. Okay, so it'll take him forever. That's his problem. But he can do the mitzvah himself. So if he wants me, let's say, to learn Chumash. The Chumash is printed. Now everything is printed. Now everything. So whenever it's, that's what Rabbi Samson right from Hirsch explains on that pasuk. And the Rambam distinguishes between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. He says, Torah Shebichsav, the guy can learn on his own. It's a bichsav, get a dictionary and read. So if he doesn't want to break his head, I'm not mechayiv to teach him for nothing. But Torah Shebalpeh is not available in print. It's Balpeh. So I have the tradition, he doesn't know. So I'm not allowed to charge you. If it's a mitzvah that I have to, the only way for you to fulfill the mitzvah is if I'll help you. But you can, he's our Torah, you can't be mazah on yourself. So if you want me to be mazavi, let's say you want me to, you ask me, I should do you a favor, hang up the mezuzah. Hang up the mezuzah, put up the mezuzah yourself. You don't want to do it. I have a right to charge you money. Whenever it's a mitzvah that you can't do on your own. Today, everything, you have art scroll on everything. So you probably can charge for anything. So in the days of the Gemara, they had no, the Torah Shebaalpeh wasn't written down. So you're not allowed to charge to teach Torah Shabbat there. But the Gemara says, Char Batol, you are allowed to charge. After make a living. So the Gemara says that the Ramban has, and the Ramban was a doctor, so the Ramban wrote a whole sefer, Torah saw them, about all the dinim that the doctors have to know, delivering a baby on Shabbos, and what he do on when he allowed to treat a patient, but you're not allowed to treat a patient. All the different dinim, and then if the patient dies, what are the dinim of Tumas Kahanim, and what are the dinim of Avelus and Aninus? He has all the dinim, the sefer Torah saw them. From the day the baby's born to the day the baby dies. So the din is that the doctor who knows how to treat a patient is b'chuyib to b'tam ha-shavas abeda, ha-shavas gufa ha-kavachemra from ha-shavas mamayna, so he's not allowed to charge any money. But if the doctor's not going to charge money, so he won't have any food to eat. How is he going to support his family? So he has a right to charge schar batala. You pay the doctor, you pay the Rebbe, not because he's teaching in Torah. You pay the Rebbe that he shouldn't take another job, so he'll be able to teach for nothing. You pay the doctor that if the doctor is treating Jewish patients, if he's treating Nochrim, there's no mitzvah of Ashavas Abeda by the Nochrim. So then you have a right to charge the Nochri. Chasam Sofer has such a tshuva that, if a Jewish doctor treats a Nochri on Shabbos, what should he do? He's not supposed to take Schar Shabbos, but he's not allowed to do HaShabbos Aveda for a Nochri for nothing. It's an Issa Lo Sochanim, so he says you have to charge a fee, otherwise you violate Lo Sochanim, but you shouldn't take the money. You should give it away to Tzedakah because of Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to take Schar Shabbos. What if he's treating a Jewish patient? The Pashtus is that if he's treating a Jewish patient, he's not charging for the fact that he treated the patient on Shabbos. He's charging only Schar Batala, that all year long he doesn't take a job. And therefore, all year long, he's free to treat the Jewish patients for nothing. Like the Rabbeim. Rabbeim are not paid, they're not salaried to give the shear. They're paid not to take a job all year long, and then they give the shear for nothing. They don't charge anything for the shear. That's called Schar Batala. So if you treat the Chasam Sofer's discussion that it's an issue of Schar Shabbos, that if he's the tshuva has to be talking, he treated a nochri on Shabbos. So then you're charging for the treatment. That's called schar Shabbos. But if he treats a Jew on Shabbos, and the Jew, all the Jewish patients are mechuyev to pay him a salary because of schar batala, the people who don't go to this doctor are not mechuyev to support him. All the patients who use this doctor, they all want him not to take another job. He could have gone into business and become a millionaire. Instead of going into business, he volunteered to become a doctor. And he's not allowed to charge any money for treating the patient. That's like HaShabbos Aveda. But how is he going to live? So he has the right to ask for Schar Batola. So Schar Batola, they're paying him for not taking a job in the weekdays. They're not paying him for Shabbos for the treatment. He does the treatment for nothing. So he doesn't have to give away the money. The money that the Jewish patients are supposed to pay him for treating them on Shabbos, that he may take, al pi pashtas. The tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, you're not allowed to take the money, because the Schar Shabbos is only if he's treating the Nochrim. Here in the neighborhood, there used to be a doctor, Dr. Muller. He was the president, he was a descendant of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. He was the president of Breuer's community for many, many years. He was a cousin of Rabbi Breuer. They were from a different descendant of Rabbi Hirsch. So on Shabbos, if people came to him on Shabbos, he never charged any fee. So all the Puerto Ricans found out about it, so they would all come on Shabbos. They wouldn't come on the weekdays. So the Chasam Sofer said, that's not right. He should charge the Nochrim Schar Shabbos. He should charge the Jews also. The Pashtus is, the Jews are not paying for the treatment. The treatment is for nothing. They're paying him that he didn't take a job all year long. We need the doctor not to have a job, that he should be free. He should have free time to be able to treat the patients. Pikuach nefesh is doicher kol haTorah kula here. Pikuach nefesh of a nochri, strictly speaking, is not doicher kol haTorah kula. It's a difficult din to swallow. We don't understand it, but that's halach. Pikuach nefesh of a nochri. We consider Shabbos and everything is more important than pikuach nefesh of a nochri. modern people find it difficult to understand that. Sridi Yesh writes about that. But that's the din. So how can you have a hospital and Shari Tzedek hospital, all the hospitals, they all treat the goyim also. So the Chassam Sofer has in a tshuva, and the Divrei Chaim also has, before the Chassam Sofer, they write that in Hungary, they explain that you have to be Mechal Shabbos to treat the Nochrim. If not, they won't let you treat the Jews. You can't have a hospital that only treats Jews and doesn't treat Nochrim. So if a doctor, let's say, agrees to work in a Federation hospital, the Jewish Federation of Philanthropies founds a lot of hospitals. Mount Sinai is a Jewish hospital, all the Jewish hospitals. So let's say you have a hospital that's clearly in a Jewish neighborhood. They're always going to have Jewish patients there. So a doctor, a religious doctor, should be allowed to work there in the hospital, even though he knows he's going to have to work on Shabbos. That's a din, pikuach nefesh, l'decha Shabbos. And you can't do the pikuach nefesh for the Jewish patients unless you've got to be mechal Shabbos for the goyim as well. So you have no choice. You're putting yourself into a situation where you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos for the nochrim. So that's a question. Is that permissible? Machten satzman, the matzav shel dchias yisurim. If they're Jewish patients, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Nochrim also. So that's a question. Is that permissible to join a hospital knowing in advance you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Nochrim, which basically is also, but you have no other way to treat the Jews? It's just impossible without being Mechal Shabbos for the Nochrim. So that's a question. Is that really right to work in a hospital? Knowing in advance that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Nochrim as well. That is a serious shaila. What are some of the dinim that you have to know on Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Ches has a long simen, and they divide all of the patients into four categories. There's a bori with a mechesh bialma, a healthy person who has slight aches and pains. Then there's another person who is really sick, chayla she'ein bo sakvana. Then there's a person who has a sakvana saver. He may lose a limb. That's more serious than stam chayla she'ein bo sakvana. Chayla she'ein bo sakvana, a person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. He doesn't even have to be sick to be called a chayla she'ein bo sakvana. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote from a Gemara in Perek Hira. I think it's on Daf Mem on the base, in the third Perek of Masechah Shabbos, that Tzorche HaTinuk is considered like a Chol Hashem Misakona. Let's say the baby wants his bottle, and if he doesn't get the bottle, normally he plays with his toys. Normally he fights with his brothers and sisters, whatever. And now because he wants his bottle, so he's screaming his head off. He can't function normally, whatever functioning normally is for him, either playing with his toys or fighting with his siblings. So it says in the Gemara, when the baby needs something and he doesn't get it, it's ridiculous. He's not going to die from hunger, but he's going to scream. So that's called, has a status like a chol hashem b'sakana. So that's called in la'loch and shulchan aruch. So there's a bari with a mechesh b'alma, then there's a chol hashem b'sakana. Chol hashem b'sakana, he has a condition. Here it happens to be babyhood that prevents him from, he's hungry, and he's a baby, so putting it together. Or the kid has a temper tantrum in the middle, the father's crossing the street on Shabbos with his child, and let's say it's a Carmelist, and the kid gets a temper tantrum in the middle, he stops, and all the cars are going in all directions. So the baby has a din of a chol hashem b'sakana. Could be yesh bo sakana. He may get run over by the car. The car may be nice enough not to run him over, but at least it's a chol hashem b'sakana. He can function normally. Normally he would have walked with the father, held the father's hand, because he has this temper tantrum, so we label him as a chol hashem b'sakana. Or let's say a person, an older person, bought an apartment in Century Village. They have all the retirees live there in Florida. And originally, when he bought the apartment, he was healthy enough to walk to the shul, a 10-minute walk. And now he's old and feeble, and he can't walk to shul. So that's called a chol hashem b'sakana. He can't walk to shul. So what are the heterim for chol hashem b'sakana? So you have Kodesh Em B'Sarkana is more worse than a body with a Mechlish B'Yalmo. Then you have Kodesh Em B'Sarkana. Then you have a Chole Sakana Sever. Then you have a Sakana Sachayim. Sakana Skolaguf. So there are different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber quotes four opinions, and then he ends off Halacha Kedeya Hashlishis. We pass from like the third opinion. Third opinion is the Ramban. The Tur quotes the Ramban. The Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have the Torah Sa'adim Laha Ramban. It wasn't printed until recently. They had the Biksav Yad, they had. But many of the Achranim simply didn't have it. So they were guessing what the third Shita was. And sometimes they didn't guess correctly. So Halachi Kadei HaShlishis means the Shita Saramban. So what is the Shita Saramban? So a bari with a mechesh bialma, a healthy person who has a slight ache and pain, so not only don't we give him any kulas, we have a chumra, the chachamim, the 24 prokim in Masech Hashem. So one perik is perik Shmona Shvatzim, starts off with the dinim of the Shmona Shvatzim are mitami b'moisam. Then the rest of the perik is about choyle b'Shabbos. So they made a gzera derabban, you're not allowed to apply refuah b'Shabbos. Gzera shem yushachik samamonim. We're afraid the person may grind up the herbs in order to prepare the medication, in which case it will be a violation of tochein. Shem yushachik samamonim. What if he has, let's say, a bellyache and he wants to use a hot water bottle? So he can't grind up the water. He can't grind up the plastic, the rubber thing, nothing to grind up. The Gemara says it's still also. Still also. Even if there's nothing to grind up, there's still the Xeris refuah, the loyplug. It applies even in a situation where there's absolutely nothing to grind up. Shaydez that bizmanazah, nobody ever grinds anything up. The whole reason we live in a generation, the whole reason for the Xeris doesn't apply. But we usually assume that a dovish of the minyan, tzach miyanach ala tira, that the Xeris refuah is Xeris. And it applies even in the generation, but the whole reason for the Gzera doesn't apply. In Eretz Yisrael, years ago, almost 100 years ago, there was a big Talmud Chacham, Avraham Chaim Noe. He was a Lubavitcher. He wrote, he printed the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with his Haoris. There's Oisophus on the bottom of the page. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was the one who had the Machlokes with the Chazon Ish about how big a Tefach is and how big, what's a Kezias and so on. And Rab Nebenzal put out a Mishnah Berurah with his Haoris on the bottom of the page. So at the end of the sixth volume, he has around 20 pages about general comments, in general about a lot of things that he writes, that he heard from Chaim Kanievsky, who was a nephew of the Chazon Ish, who was very close to the Chazon Ish, that in the end of his life, the Chazon Ish gave in to Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noe, and he agreed with his shiur. They keep on hacking about the Chazon Ish's tefach. So that was all the habamina. At the end of his life, he agreed with the Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noe that the shiur masmola. The Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noe's shiur masmola than Rabbi Moshe's also. Rabbi Moshe has something, a shiur, a tefach, and an amor is in between Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noe and the Chazon Ish's. So they say, Rabbi Levinsal quotes, that at the end of his life, the Chazon Ish agreed with Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noe about the shiur. So he has in his Haoris on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he has a whole argument that the Gzeiros Refuah shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Rav Soloveitchik was not happy about that. He said, there's a Tosfos talks about playing musical instruments Bizman Hazeh, dancing. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. The Hasidim dance on Shabbos and Yontif. Says in Mishnah, Emeraktim, you're not allowed to clap. A lot of people do clap on Shabbos. So Tosfos writes that it's all mutter because the musical instruments that we have today are so complicated, the layman can't fix them. You have to call a piano tuner to fix the piano. The plain person can't fix it on his own. So no one understands the Tosfos. It's a dovish and a minyan, so achmenach alatir. Whenever the chachamim made gzera de rabbanon, that's exactly the din. Even if you live in a generation where the whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera still applies until you'll convene a bezin, and they'll revoke the gzera de rabbanon, but we haven't revoked it. So actually wasn't happy about this psak. That the Gzeiros Refuah shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. He said, Ala Rishonim Anan Mitztarim. We don't upshot in the Tosfos in Beitza. The Tosfos says about dancing and clapping, everything is mutter today. We don't understand Tosus. So he didn't think we should be mater refuah. So by Bari with the mechesh bi'alma, there are no kulas. Other rabbi, there's the chumah. You're not allowed to use any refuah. Gzerish and mishachik salamani. Ba'chalu she'ein bo sakone. The mysterious in the Gemara, what is allowed to do, what is not allowed to do. So the Ramban sounds like this when the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Zayin, Semishin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin, Halachik Adeya Hashlishes, the Deya Hashlishes says the Ramban. So it would appear the Ramban held that, not like Tosfos, Ramban held that we distinguish between Malachas the Rabbanon and Gzeres the Rabbanon. B'chol Hashem B'sakana, we allow all Gzeres. The Gemara says, Amir L'Nachri is Mutter. He permitted to ask a Nochri to drive the person to the hospital. He was doing a Malacha Deraisa by driving the car on Shabbos, Havara, when you start the engine. So you're doing a Malacha of Havara. So Amir with a Nochri is Mutta for Chol Hashem B'sakana. What else the Gemara says? The Gemara has to say, let's say there's a Chol Hashem B'sakana and he has to sleep. And he can't fall asleep. So you want to play soft music in order that to help him fall asleep. So the Gemara says you're permitted. The Gemara says the Jew is permitted to play soft music on Shabbos on behalf of the Chol Hashem B'sakana, that he should be able to fall asleep. Because playing music is not a malocha midirabbanon, it's a gzera midirabbanon. Gzera shem yisakan klishir. So we're mekalan all gzeras. So refuah b'Shabbos is also gzera shem yishachik salamanim. So the accepted opinion, the Mishnah Berurah said, the accepted opinion is that on behalf of Bechol Hashem B'sakana, if the person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally, he's permitted to take refuah b'Shabbos, that all exeris are mutter. The Mishkan HaSyankiv held not so. Mishkan HaSyankiv held, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, that refuah is also, Gemara Navod Hazar, refuah is also b'Shabbos, it's only mutter, refuah is only mutter if he's a Bechol Hashem B'sakana. That's what it sounds, the simple pshat in the Gemara. So the Mishnah Berurah often does quote Mishkan as Yankiv halacha l'maaseh. This one he does not quote. He leaves it out. He paskins that all refuah is mutter for Chol Hashem B'sakana. But you're only allowed to do gzeres the Rabbanon, not allowed to violate malachas the Rabbanon. Malachas the Rabbanon are machomer. But if it's sakana sever, there's a possibility of losing a limb, then we would allow, the Ramban says, we would allow even malachas the Rabbanon. But in order to be considered pikuach nefesh deicha melacha deraisa, there has to be a sakonas hachayim. If you have sakonas eber, that's not enough. The Sridi Yesh has a tshuva where he raises the possibility maybe we should change the psak hamakubal. We had a psak for so many centuries that sakonas eber is not called pikuach nefesh. So he says, if you only have one rishon, says an unusual shita kula, that's only one rishon and shita yechido. But if you have a few rishonim, even though they're a minority opinion, pikuach nefesh is called the suffix pikuach nefesh. So he quotes, this Sridi Yesh quotes the Meiri and Avodah Zar. So the Meiri has a lot of times different shitas. Meiri is from the Chachmei Provence. They had different girsas in the Gemara. They had different tradition. Everything was different by the Chachmei Provence. Chacham Avadya, when he wrote Shuvas about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, so he starts off with the Chachmei Provence, that they hold that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is not even the Rabbanon. It's only Amidas Chassidus, so you don't have to, nothing to discuss. You don't need any Het Mechira. You don't even have to sell it to the Goy. Everything is Mutter, according to the Chachmei Provence. That's how he starts off. The Ashkenazi Paskim wrote, don't quote the Chachmei Provence. Everything by them is different. You can't rely even Mishas Adchak. We don't work with the Chachmei Provence. The Meiri especially. Meiri always has different things. So the Sridi Yesh says you have the Meiri says like that. Then he has a Tosfos in Sukkah says like that. That Sakana Sever is Doche Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Pashtus says that it's a misprint in the Tosfos. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, has word for word everything the same as Tosfos, except for that one word. Instead of Sakana Sever, the way it says in Atosfos on the Daf, in the Meiri it says Sakana Ayin. That's the Loshon HaGemara in Avodah Zar. The Gemara says Sakana Ayin. The Gemara considered that Sakana Ayin, Shuraida De'ena B'liba Talya. The Gemara says that the blood vessel behind the eye is connected with the heart, And if there's an infection in the eye, this may be a sakonas kola nefoshes. This may cause the person to lose his life. So that's the girsa that we have in the Gemara, that sakonas eber alone is not derech Shabbos, but sakonas ayin is considered sakonas kol aguf. So the pashtus is that the Taisus in Sukkah, that the Rashash says, he thinks it's a misprint of Taisus. In the book on the Taisus Rashi, it says sakonas ayin. Those says sakonas ayin. Pashtus said that it is a misprint. Then his third source is the Mordechai B'Shem Darabeinu Tam, who tells a story that the doctors were discussing in the presence of the chayla, let's say in a hospital. They didn't have any hospital then, but let's say you had a hospital, and the patient is listening in when the doctors are discussing, are we going to do the surgery? If we don't do the surgery today on Shabbos, which is the Malacha Deraisa, he may lose the use of his limb. He may lose the use of a finger, may lose the use of his leg. So Rabbi Natam says, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because the patient may die from aggravation. He hears that he may lose his limb, so he may die from aggravation. So the Sri Deish says, you see that the Rabbi Natam held that Sakana Sefer is Decha Shabbos. The Pashta says that it's not correct. If the patient doesn't know, if we're not discussing in the presence of the patient, he wouldn't say that Sakana Sefer is Decha to do a Malacha Deraisa. He only said the patient is sick and he's not healthy, and if he is, he's going to be aggravated over the fact that he may lose a limb, so that may help, that may cause him to die. That may be Sakana Sefer. So the Pashta says the only reason that he has or really says Sakana Sefer is Decha Kol HaTarkul is the Meiri, loss of a limb or loss of a life. In English, that's how they say, loss of limb or loss of life. So the Meiri holds like that. So the Meiri, the Pashta says, because you have one Shita Yechidah, we're not going to change the Psak Halacha, especially if it's a Meiri, the Chachmei Parban said, everything was always different by then. So the Pashta says, we have these four categories. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says the Halacha Kadeya HaShlishis, that to do on behalf of a choyle she'en ba sakana, one who has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally, you're allowed to violate. Let's say in Shulchan Aruch they have like this. Let's say the person has a cold and he has to lay in bed all day. He can't walk around. He has a terrible cold. So the doctors say if he takes a hot bath, this will help him recover faster. He'll get better faster. So they ask a goy, please turn on the hot water on Shabbos. Amir the Nachri is mutter. B'chol Hashem b'sakana. Aye, there's a gzeres habalonim. There's a gzeres de rabban. You're not allowed to take a hot bath, and the patient is going to take the hot bath. So Rabbi Kibega explains, well, the gzeres habalonim is a gzeres. It's only a gzeres. So all gzeres are mutter for B'chol Hashem b'sakana. So just like we allow refuah b'Shabbos, we allow him to take pills on Shabbos if he's B'chol Hashem b'sakana. So we would allow Amira the Nachri, the Gemara says in Mutta, and we would allow Gzeres HaBalon to take a hot bath, we would permit on Shabbos. So all, whatever is only Gzeres. So this is Sif Yud Zayin, and Simen Shin Chav Ches, so the Shulchan Aruch says, to do a malocha al Yedei Shinoi is also Mutta for Chol Hashem B'Sakana. What kind of malocha is he talking about? He's talking malocha deraisa, malocha derabonim. So Magar Avram, quoted by the Mishnah Brura, understood that it's a malocha de rabbana ayideshina, so it's a shvuz de shvuz. So shvuz de shvuz is a taisus in Gittin daf ches on the base. Taisus has a machlokes. The Gemara in Erevin has, there's a bris mila on Shabbos, a mila bismana. The baby was born last Shabbos, and the mila bismana is derech Shabbos. So this Shabbos, in the days of the Gemara, they used to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection. Today, we don't do it anymore. We have antiseptics and we don't bathe the baby with warm water. Rabbi Yosef Karo lived a long time ago in the 1550s, and he says they don't do it already then. They don't bathe the baby with, they didn't have any antiseptics then. They don't do that anymore. But in the days of Gemara, if you wouldn't bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris, that was considered mamash sofek sakon. So once you did a bris milah, even if there is no goy to heat up the water, the Jew would be allowed to heat up the water because it's considered a real suffix sakana for the baby. He may get an infection. So the Gemara has there, the Gemara in Eridan tells us, they prepared hot water on Erev Shabbos for the bris, and all the hot water spilled out. So what are you allowed to do? So the Gemara says to ask a goy to carry an achot sheinim u'revis. There's a rishus ha'yochid, there's a mechitza around it, but they never made an erugi chatzeris. So that's a gzeirah shleim ha'melech. You're not allowed to carry it in an apartment building from one apartment to the other. You have, let's say, a city has an erev around it, but they didn't put away a box of matzahs. So they didn't make the erugi chatzeris. So because there's a wall around the whole city, or there are tzuris ha'pesach, the poles with strings and so on. So it's one big rishus ha'yochid, but with the rabbanon you're not allowed to carry. So to ask a goy to carry an achot sheinim u'revis is the shvuz, the shvuz. The Gemara says that that's muta b'makam mitzvos milo. So Tosfos has 2 days. Says not only b'makam mitzvos milo. Milo b'zman is decha Shabbos. We have a kula that doesn't apply by any other mitzvah. You're allowed to do a melacha deraisa to do the milo b'Shabbos. So maybe this kula of shvuz, the shvuz b'makam milo is only by milo. Maybe it doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. So Sakam B'kub and L'Shulchan Aruch is that it is mutter. Shuvus D'Shuvus is mutter b'makam mitzvah. So Magen Avraham said that's what it means in the Shulchan Aruch to do a malacha derabbanan al yedei shinu is the Shuvus D'Shuvus. To begin with, it's only a malacha derabbanan, and you do it al yedei shinu, so it's a double derabbanan. So Shuvus D'Shuvus b'makam chadosh and b'sakam is like the Shuvus D'Shuvus b'makam mitzvah, and it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the Magen Avraham. To do a malacha derabbanan al yedei shinui is what the Shulchan Aruch said is muta. You look in the Baal HaTanya, in the Baal HaTanya Shulchan Aruch, he writes, even a malacha derais al yedei shinui, once you do al yedei shinui, it's lacking malachas machshavos, because al yedei shinui, it's not called malachas machshavos. Once it lacks malachas machshavos, it's not called a malacha at all, not even a malacha derabbanan. The worst you can consider it is a gzeirah. So all gzeiros are mutter, but makom chol l'shem b'sakana. So the Baal HaTanya says like that. So it's a pella to me that the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chos doesn't even quote this. I don't have the last edition that he just put out the year before he passed away. Could be that he finally backed out, but the earlier editions he never quoted this, and it's not really right because Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. He says the Baal HaTanya is right. He has the Torah Sabbais Lahar Ramban. Ramban said beferish like that. He permitted to do a melacha deraisa ayde shinoi and the efa b'chol l'shem b'sakana. That's the machlokes. When you do a melacha deraisa ayde shinoi, is it lower down to the level of a gzeira? Because he can't even call it a melacha midrabbana. If it's malaking melachas mashevis, it's not a melacha even midrabbana. Or do you say, no, it's a melacha midrabbana. And we only allow for the chol l'shem b'sakana gzeira derabbana. So that's a pillar. When the Chazon Ish passed away, so the members of the family published a collection of letters. Kevin Sigvus of Chazon Ish, they published 3 little collections, I think. So then after, so Chazon Ish had a very unusual, he had his own style of Hebrew. And even when he writes letters where he's attacking the Medina, even the people who support the Medina, but you read his letters, they're very beautiful. The Stipler, his brother-in-law, didn't have a fancy style of Hebrew. He had very gruff, very rough style of Hebrew. But after he passed away, so just like when the Chazon Ish passed away, they published a collection of letters. So after the Stipler passed away, they published Krina de Igarta. So in the first, I think there are 2 volumes, maybe there's more. So in the first volume, he has a letter about this topic. One is holding by the end of his life, is the Jewish position that you always push on to extend life. So he says, when we were little children, that's what they impressed upon us. The Jewish position always is that you push on, always to extend life. We got a little older, and we learned the big Ran in the Dorim, on Daf Mem, Amar Aleph, and we saw that it's not always the case. The Ran in the Dorim is commenting on the Gemara, the end of Ksubis. That's called that whole Gemara, and the other Ksubis is called Ashkafta de Rebbe, when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi passed away. What happened that day? What was going on? So it's a whole agarata. So the Gemara says, Rebbe was suffering, and there was a blacksmith that kept on banging his hammer on a weekday. It wasn't Shabbos. There was a blacksmith who kept on banging. So it would have been a Rachmanis if Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi would have passed away, because he was suffering more. The longer he was living, he was suffering more. So the Amsa de Bei Rebbe, the maid, the Jewish maid who was taking care of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, she sent a message, please go tell a blacksmith he should stop making noise. So he stopped making noise, and Rebbe passed away. So you would think that she did Ritzicha. She caused Rebbe to die. And the Gemara doesn't say she did wrong. And the Ran quotes it, Lalocha. And he says, sometimes it's a mitzvah that you should pray that the Choyle should die. Sometimes it's not always a mitzvah to pray the Choyle should live. If his life, he's just extending suffering, then there's no mitzvah to extend it. No mitzvah to extend life. Abchaim Falaji has a tshuva that there was a married woman who was in such a situation. She was suffering, holding by the end. So the husband wanted to know, is he permitted to do like the Ran, to pray that she should die? So he said, it's not right the husband should pray that wife should die. People will think, if they're going to hear about it, they'll think that they never had any shalom bais. And the husband was happy that his wife died. He said, let the children pray that the parent should die. Sometimes that bits where the children should pray, the parent should die. So this is quoted in the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that Ran, that we don't always extend life if the person is suffering. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a few tshuvas, but he writes like that also, that he has, if the patient is suffering tremendously by the end, and if you would poll 1,000 people, 999 out of 1,000 people would say, let me die in peace already. What are you causing me to suffer? Even if the Chayla insists, I want you to extend my life, you're not allowed to listen to him. You're not allowed, it's an Aveira to extend his life because you're just causing him to suffer longer. And what happens, Faket? Let's say there's a Magen Avraham quotes a Chuvus HaRadvaz there in Shin Chav Ches. Magen Avraham quotes a Chuvus HaRadvaz. Let's say a person is 20 years old, he has gangrene in a leg, and the doctors say, we're going to amputate the leg and we're going to give you a plastic leg. It can live to the age of 120. And we've done this 1,000 times, and everything will be under control. We know what we're doing, nothing to worry about. And the patient, 20 years old, say, I'd rather die now than live another 100 years without a leg. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Chuvus HaRadvaz, he's not allowed to listen to the patient? That's utterly ridiculous. If he's 99 years old, and he says, I'd rather die now, okay. He's an old man, he's holding by the end, so let him die in peace. But he's 20 years old, he has a whole lifetime ahead. He can have a wonderful life. He'll get used to the plastic leg. So if the patient makes a request that absolutely is unreasonable in one direction or the other, the patient is suffering so much, he says, let me die. The patient is suffering so much, says, I want you to extend my life. So Rav Moshe says, you're not allowed to listen to the patient because that choice is absolutely unreasonable. Or the patient is 20 years old, and they want to amputate the leg and give him a plastic leg, and he says, I don't want it. I'd rather die. That's absolutely unreasonable. You don't listen to him. But if it's not so clear-cut unreasonable, some people would say, extend my life. Some people would say, let me die in peace already. So then Rav Moshe said, it's up to the patient. Why is it up to the patient? The din of the mitzvah, the part of the doctor to heal the patient, is because of Hashavas Aveda. So if the patient says, you're not doing me a favor by extending my life, so it's not a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. We say in the davening, HaNeshama Lach, Maguf Shalach, the body belongs to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The body doesn't belong to us. The din is, a person is not allowed to commit suicide. Achaz Dimcha L'Nav Shesech HaMedrash, a pasuk in Parshas Noach, and the Gemara in Perek HaChevel says, Also Lodam Lach Bal Biatzma, a person is not allowed to cause harm to his own body. That's true. But the person is not a balabas on his life or on his good health, but he is a balabas to determine whether you're doing him a favor by extending his life or not. That, yes, is based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. The person has the right to make a decision whether in a risky situation. Person has the right. Chayla has the right to make the decisions. Here also, if the extending the life is so unreasonable, And the Chayla said, don't do me any favor, don't extend my life, let me die in peace. Shadz, what if the patient never said, they never heard from it. A lot of times, let's say, my mother used to say for years, if it comes to the end, and I have this and that, don't do this, don't do that, just let me die in peace. My mother said it for years. Then when she died, there was nothing to do. She just had a heart attack and she dropped dead at home, 1, 2, 3, in 5 minutes. But what if the patient, the person never said anything during his life? We don't know what his opinion, what his position was, whether he would want to live on under these difficult circumstances or not. And now you can't communicate with him. So Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks that we should ask the closest relative, the spouse. We'll ask the children if they're close enough, if there's no spouse. And whatever they think, they have no right to say based on what's in their best interest. A lot of times the children will never forgive themselves if they didn't try everything to save the parents' life. So they'll insist they should try all ridiculous things that the doctors will say is ridiculous. A lot of times the children have ridiculous chalomim. They're not doctors. So it's absolutely unreasonable what they want. But so Rav Moshe says, the next of kin, we should rely on what they think, what the patient would have wanted. They shouldn't make the decision based on, they would never forgive themselves if they don't try everything. They already suffered so much visiting the hospital already for the last 3 years. They want the person to die already. So the decision shouldn't depend on what's in the best interest of the children or the spouse. We're saying the spouse or the children will think what the patient would have wanted in this case. So then we should follow what they said. The Rambam has a unique opinion. The Rambam says when you have a Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakona, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. You do Kol Tzarachov. Not only do you Mechal Shabbos for the things that are necessary to save his life, you do what you would do on a Shabbos. Bikitzer, Shabbos is Kachol. Shabbos is like a weekday. You treat the patient what you would do all the time. So the Magen Mishnah points out this Rambam. It's an unusual shita. Once the person is a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, not only are you allowed to do things to save his life, you're allowed to do Kol Tzarach, whatever you would do on a regular weekday. So the Mishnah Berurah has a whole attack against why the Shulchan Aruch quoted this Rambam, Kol Tzarachov. He has a long beer halacha, and he thinks that he has a lot of kashas from all the Gemaras, and he says you're not allowed to follow the Rambam because it's against all the Gemaras. He says there's room to be mekel on the Rabbanims. He's prepared, but to be mekel on a melacha deraisa to do Kol Tzarachov, he thinks that that's not right because that the Rambam is problematic. It's Yadua that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik used to be mekel on Kol Tzarachov on Yom Kippur, eating on Yom Kippur. He would distinguish if you have a healthy person and it comes Yom Kippur and he's an older person, he's weak, and if you tell him he has to fast the whole day, he may die. But he's not a Cholesh, he's not yet a Cholesh Yesh B'Sakana. You're afraid if he'll fast, become a Cholesh. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, Machilim also Pachas Pachas Mikashir. Let him eat less than a shear. If you eat, the shear for Yom Kippur is different from Kol HaTarkul. Shear for eating is Koseves Hagasa. Usually the shear for eating tray for food is Kazayas or Revias. Yom Kippur, the shear for eating food is Koseves Hagasa, which is bigger than a Kazayas, and the shear for drinking is Malay Lugma, which is less than a Revias. Mar says, how come the shear? Everything is different. Mar says, the Chachamim established what's called the Inisa. Inu is not the same as Achil. Achil is Kezais and Revias, and the Nisim depends on a bigger shear, a smaller shear. So so if you have a person eats a full kashir on Yom Kippur, then he's Chayv Kors. If he is less than a shear, Chatzu Shear Machloikis in the Gemara, we pass like Rabbi Yechon against Rish Lakish, Chatzu Shear is Osman Atar, but it's not the same Chaymer Adin as if you would have eaten a full kashir. So that's the din in Shulchan Aruch. You give him pachas pachas mikashir. Let him eat less than a shear. And then you wait a few minutes, and then you let him eat a little more. He can eat a ton of food by eating pachas pachas mikashir. You don't have to be afraid he's going to lose his life. He can pause a few minutes in between the first pachas mikashir and the second pachas mikashir. Won't be mitzarif yachan. So Rav Chaim used to pask, and that's only if the person is still healthy. You're afraid if he'll fast. He may get into sakonet, but if the patient was already, he had cancer, and they did surgery, and they did treatment, and now we're pulling him out of we're trying to save his life, and part of saving his life has to eat nutritious meals. If he's going to fast, this can put him back to sakonet. He was b'sakonet, and when the process of pulling him out of the sakonet, if he already is a chodesh yesh b'sakonet, not to be afraid, he may become Then we matter called Tzarachov. So that's Ravelvela Soloveitchik in his Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Shlisas Osar, the section about Yom Kippur, writes Rav Chaim Zetter, how he answered all the kashas of the Bir Halacha, all the kashas that the Mishnah Berurah asked, are often cases where the person is healthy now. We're afraid if he fasts, he'll get sick. But if he already is sick, he already is a Chodesh Eish B'Sakana, and we're pulling him out of the Sakana, then we'll be Matir Kol Tzarach. So he said, they complained that Rav Chaim, his father, was Mekel. He said, my father was not Mekel. He was Machmen. He was Machmen Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh. Because of that Rambam, that Kol Tzarach, we're allowed to do. So Rav Soloveitchik always would say this about Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, this was his Pesach. The Ma'aseh said, this is not Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, this is Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Kook learned in Volozhin. He was closer to the Netziv. The Netziv and Rav Chaim used to give shiurim. There was a period of time they both gave shiurim. The Netziv gave shiurim Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Every day they finished approximately a blot Gemara. And Rav Chaim says the shiur Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then on Shabbos they reviewed the six blot that they learned in the course of the week. Then the next week they did Vaita like that. So a lot of Talmidim only went to the Netziv shiur. They didn't like Rav Chaim, because Rav Chaim is coming up with newfangled ideas. They thought it doesn't say in the Gemara. Others only enjoyed Rav Chaim. They didn't go to the Netziv shiur. And most of the Talmidim went to both. I don't understand how they blended in. It's such a totally different style than Netziv and Rav Chaim. So they say that Rav Kook, who always followed the Netziv, he didn't follow Rav Chaim. He used to paskan like that also, because the tradition was the Netziv writes in his Sefer on the Shiltas, when he came to the yeshiva, he came, I think, before his bar mitzvah to learn in Volozhin, if I'm not mistaken. He came to the yeshiva, the Nachlas David was still alive. Nachlas David wrote on Baba Kama Bar Mitzvah. He was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He said this was the psak of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Not Rav Chaim Soloveitchik came up with this new thing. This was the psak ha-mekubal in Volozhin from the days of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Truth of the matter, you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Yom Kippur, he says it also. But people always skip that line in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says sometimes you tell a chayla he should eat all he wants on Yom Kippur. That's exactly the chiluk that Rav Chaim said. The whole thing says in the Mishnah Berurah, but people don't understand it, so they skip that line. But the whole thing is in the Mishnah Berurah.
What does Mishnah Berurah say? That's much like that.
By some chaylim, if he's really a chayla, you tell him to eat as much as he wants. You don't tell him to eat pochas mikashir. So that's the chiluk that the Rabbi Lo Soloveitchik can explain. Mishem Rav Chaim, if he already was a choyla, he had cancer. He was seriously choyla, and when the processes are pulling him back to restore his health, then you don't tell him to eat pachas mishem. You tell him to eat like kol tzarachav, to eat a normal. He's allowed to eat, so you tell him to eat whatever he wants to eat. Some of the recent poskim came up with a chiddush that refuah is also the Shabbos if you start the refuah on Shabbos. But if let's say it's a refuah, you need 5 days, and you start it on the weekdays, so then you're allowed to continue to take the refuah on Shabbos. This is against the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is befeirish not so. They started refuah on the weekdays, and the Gemara says you're only allowed to continue to take the refuah on Shabbos. And the Gemara, it sounds like it's only mutter because the patient was a cholish eish b'sakana. That's what the Mishkan is Yankah paskins, like it says in the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara. In the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't paskin, usually often quotes Mishkan is Yankah. This one he does not quote. He says, for Chodesh Ein B'Sakana, all Gzeres HaMutter, and for the Shabbos is just Gzeres. So that's Befevish in the Gemara. Even Eschilu before Shabbos, also, you're not allowed to take the Rufu on Shabbos, unless he's really Chodesh Ein B'Sakana. Then we paskin that is permissible. There was a big Talmid Chacham in Bnei Brak. His name was Rabbi Yamin Zilber. Chazal Ish used to call him Rabbi Yamin HaTzadik. He passed away a long time ago. So he wrote a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. Then people corresponded with him. So he put out a volume, Oz Nidberu, Chiluf HaMichtovim. Then they sent him more. So I think there were 18 volumes of Oz Nidberu. It's a thin little swarm. Oz Nidberu. The chilufim, and they realized there's a big talmid chacham on everything in all areas of halacha. So they wrote him not only on Hilchos Shabbos, they wrote on Shemitah, on Eruvin, on everything. He wrote on everything. So he came up with the suggestion of chiddush. Let's say a person has a condition He's not a cholish ein bo sakana. Let's say he has pimples on his face. And if you don't take the medication, they have a medication for it, pills. But if you don't take the pills on Shabbos, then it's going to take months. Then it's going to take, like this, it would take 2 weeks to get better. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. You take the pills for 3 weeks. And if you don't, if you're going to skip one day on Shabbos, you have to take two a day, whatever it is. And if you're not going to take the pills on Shabbos, it's going to take much, much longer. Much, much longer. So he said he doesn't think the Chazal meant to make an Issa Refuah that he should remain with the pimples on his face. He thinks that that's mutter. Okay, that's room to be makeup. Because days of the Gemara, they never had such a thing. Today we have such a thing. Okay. But just because he started before Shabbos, that's not a heter to continue on Shabbos, unless he's really a Cholish Ein Bo Sakana. There's a big shaila when the Hatzalah people drive someone to the hospital. Do they have to remain there? Let's say here Hatzalah is here in Washington. I said, I have to take this person to a hospital very far away. So they're stuck there. They're stuck. They took him to the hospital, let's say on a Friday night, and have to stay in that neighborhood. It's hours and hours to walk back to where they live. So they're stuck. So there is a Gemara in the first perek in Beitza. Gemara says, in the rare case, Tirus Sofam Shum Trilosim, we allowed people to do a malacha after they did a Dvar Mitzvah, we allowed them to do a malacha to encourage them to go in the first place. If you're going to tell them, after you go with the Hatzalah van to take the patient to the hospital, you have to stay there, you have to stay in Brooklyn, he lives in over here in Washington, he's not going to want to go next Shabbos. So in order to encourage him to go in the first place, we allow, that's a chelik, allowing him to come back on Shabbos is a chelik of the het of pikuach nefesh, because if he won't be matah seifam, he won't want to go in the first place. That's called hitiru seifam shum chilosa. So the question is, does that heter only apply to an isa derabon? Does it even apply to an isa derais? So the shita mukubetza is on beitza. There is a shita mukubetza on beitza. Shittim Gatzan Beitza says Beferish only applies to Dinim Derabbanan. All the cases in the Gemara and Beitza are all Derabbanans. The Magen Avraham says also like that. He Tirusam Shem Chilasam only applies to Dinim Derabbanan. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Taina that the Gemara says when the soldiers went, they heard that there's trouble, that the Palestinians are making trouble somewhere. So they went and they wiped out all the Palestinians. So then they have to stay there or they're allowed to go back. The Gemara says we allow them to go back where they came from, with all of their weapons also. So to go back chutz l'trum, we assume trum is only the rabbanon. But not only they got to go back chutz l'trum, they're going to carry all the weapons with them. What's haitzor? They're going to go on highways. That's haitzor is a malocha deraisa. The Moshe Feinstein says you see from the Gemara that's a Gemara in Erev. When the soldiers come back. He said he threw himself from Shum Tchilosim even on Hoitzor. So the Chelkas Yoyov was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. He was also a Chassidish Rebbe. Avnei Nezer was a Sochet Shabbat Rebbe. He was the Kinske Rebbe. He was a Talmud of Avnei Nezer, but he was very strong in learning, and a lot of times he has disagreements with the Avnei Nezer. So he assumes that we only allow, like the Mogad Avram, like the Shittim Kobad, we only allow Tirusofim Shum Chilosam on the Rabbanan Zan on their eyes. What do you do with the Gemara that they're carrying their arms back? So he says he doesn't know what the correct answer is. He thinks maybe the answer is because Hoitzor is Malocha Grua. The 39 Malocha is a Taisvus on the first Daf and Shabbos based on an Aleph and Taisvus the Gemara later on Daf Pei. The Gemara seems to imply that Hoitzor is Malocha Grua. All the other 38 malachas, you're creating something like creative activity. Sechel amaisa bereish. Hoitzor, you just carry from one place to the other. So that's the test, says that's a malacha grua. The Ran in the beginning of the second parak, the Ran on the Rif, the beginning of the second parak, and Avodah Zarah has a machlokes of Rishonim. exactly why do we consider Haitzah Malacha Gruah? We assume Rav Soldeh Shem, because you're not, there's no new Chepzah. You didn't create anything new Chepzah. The Ran doesn't say that. But it's a little relevant Halacha L'maaseh. Tosfos says it's relevant Haitzah Malacha Gruah. He would have had a Hava Mina to think this and that, so he says Malacha Gruah, so you don't have the Hava Mina. But there are some slight nafkaminas of Dina because of the fact that it's Malacha Gruah. So that's what the Chalkas Yab suggests. Maybe Haitzah is Malacha Gruah, maybe that's why you allow Yitir Yosef from Shem Chilosan, even if it's an Issa Derais. So the Chalkas Yab writes, if any of my readers has a better explanation, please let me know, and I'll include it in the second edition. And I'll reprint the Sefer, if anybody has a better pshat. He thinks it's only by the Rabbanans, like the Magar Avram, like the Shita Mekubetzes, and maybe Haitzah is Malacha Gruah. He doesn't know a better answer. So that's a big issue here in New York. Moshe wrote a tshuva that it's even Osir Malachas Deraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman Reibach said, we don't paskan like that.
Moshe wrote that it's even mutter if
I... Yeah, Rav Moshe said it's even mutter to do a Malacha Deraisa. Even to have the Jews drive back on Shabbos, even though on Shabbos that's a Malacha Deraisa. You don't have to have a goy drive you back. Rav Shlomo Zalman printed a tshuva against Rav Moshe, but it's interesting, he has an asterisk on the title of the tshuva, and he writes, I asked permission of Rav Moshe Feinstein to publicize a tshuva in disagreement with his opinion. So he gave me permission, so I have the right to print my tshuva. You have to have permission to write a tshuva, to disagree with Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's what he writes. Rav Moshe gave him permission to print his tshuva. He wants everybody to know that he thinks we shouldn't change the din. Let's say there's a shaila that someone was talking to me just yesterday at Beis Medrash. His father's a doctor, and he said sometimes chole will come to his father on Shabbos. A young girl has a gashing cut on her face. If you don't stitch it properly on Shabbos today, She'll look ugly for the rest of her life. She'll have trouble getting a shidduch. So that's not a suffix sakana. You can prevent the bleeding without doing any chilul Shabbos at all. If there would be a suffix sakana, and you would be allowed to do a malacha deraisa, so then you would be allowed, according to Rab Chaim's Torah, you would be allowed to do kol tzarocha, what the Rambam said. But a lot of times you don't need any malacha at all. You just stop the bleeding and she'll have a scar for life. So that Alpi Pashtas you're not allowed to do. That's Alpi Pashtas. You're not permitted to do that on Shabbos. You can get a Nochri. You can get a Nochri. That's at least like a Chol Hashem B'Sakana. It's at least like a Chol Hashem B'Sakana. The Gemara in Yuma says when you have to run to do Chilul Shabbos, you shouldn't have Ktanim and you shouldn't have Noshim. And you shouldn't have dochrim, because you'll be conveying the impression as if religious Jews are not mechal Shabbos. Only the women are not so observant. The ketanim before bar mitzvah, you guess they go. And Jews wouldn't do it. It says you should do al yidei gedolim. So gedolim means adults who are bar mitzvah. But the Rambam understood gedolim means talmid chachamim. The Rambam says adobes einosim al yidei ketanim noshim akum el al yidei gedolisua b'chachameim. That's the Lashon HaRambam, the Perek Beis in Hilchos Shabbos. So that's why, by the Brisker, that was their practice. I remember one of the Rabbanim from Torah V'Das used to be Rab Simcha Sheps. He learned Paravavala in Europe. So he says he remembers on Shavuos, in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz on Shachris, someone ran into the shul, and he said that there was a university student, found that there was a university brisk. I think that's what he sounded like. There was a university student, a Jewish university student, who wasn't a citizen of Poland. He came from a different country in Europe. And the hospital are not going to take care of him until they contact the embassy from that country. Remember once there was a boy who was here, a boy from Switzerland. He was a classmate of one of my boys in Neri Soil in Baltimore, and he really got drunk on Leil Purim, and he couldn't breathe. There was a mamasha safek sakana. So we took him to the hospital of the Columbia Presbyterian. They wouldn't treat him until they cleared it with the embassy. He was half dead. From that time on, he never touched any alcoholic beverage at all. He was just a young boy at that time. So they said they can't treat this Jewish patient unless they contact the embassy of that country. So who ran out of Shul? Rav Avel Soloveitchik ran out to make the phone calls. So Rabbi Sheps was telling him, who do you think the university student was? He wasn't a yeshiva bacher. He was an apikoros who went to university. They weren't religious. They were absolutely, they didn't observe anything. So Rav Avel ran out to make the phone calls. Because the Rambam says, you have to be Mechal Shabbos. So he said he remembered the way the Gabbai told the Chazan to daven slowly because he wanted Rav Avel to come back. So then it didn't help daven slowly. So he said they should say everything slowly. Then they had no choice. They had to start Kriyas HaTorah. So they were making long Mishaberachs to hope that Rav Avel will come back. He came back in the middle of Musaf. Everybody was davening Musaf already. So he wasn't able to walk to the front of the shul where his shtender was. So he davened in the back, and he davened Musaf by heart. Musaf on Yontif by heart. Most of the Musaf I can say by heart also, but not Yom HaBikurim. I can't say the Psukim by heart. After he finished Musaf, so he didn't remember whether he said the Musaf Dikah Shmoneh Esrei or the Shachar Dikah Shmoneh Esrei. He didn't remember. So he said, he walked over to Rabbi Simcha Zelig, was the dayan. Rabbi Shep said, Rav Velvela wouldn't paskan a Yalav Yavah Shaila for himself. He would never paskan any Shailas. I remember how the conversation came up. I was reading, Rabbi Chaim Moser, during his lifetime, published 3 volumes of Achayez of Tshuvas. After he passed away, they found more Tshuvas, so they published another volume of collected Tshuvas. So those were not edited. So the Jews that were, Rabbi Chaim Moser edited, so he left out all the things that were not relevant to halacha, like regards to the rebbets in this one, and the dayan is not feeling well, and how so-and-so over there. All the things that were not negei halacha, Rabbi Chaim Moser edited out. And in the unedited, the Jews, they had all the side things that were not negei halacha. So he had a shaila, and he says, and last night Rav Velvela visited by me and he agreed with me la halacha on this psak. So I said to Rav Sheps, I was surprised that Rav Velvela got involved in a halacha. He said, I can guarantee you, Rav Velvela didn't say a word. Rav Chaim Moser wanted to bounce it off of someone, so he said to Rav Velvela, and this is what I said, da da da. Rav Velvela didn't say yes, he didn't say no. So Rav Chaim Moser, Rav Velvela was masking with him because he didn't say no. He says he knew Rav Velvela. He said he wouldn't pass on a Yalav Yalav Shaila for himself.
Could Rebbe specify some of the parameters of when we apply the Kula of Rav Moshe and Matir Sofim Shum Tchilasam?
Yeah, Hitira Sofim Shum Tchilasam only applies to encourage me to go on Shabbos. But if I was there on Erev Shabbos, so let's say I ran on Erev Shabbos, then the Heter doesn't, none of the Heter, even the Rabbanans, the Heter doesn't apply. And then Hitira Sofim Shum Tchilasam is to encourage the person that he should want to go, even though he's going to ruin the rest of his, he may ruin the rest of his, we won't be able to come back. So we say, no, go take care of the Choda, and then we'll allow you to come back. If you only have to violate the Rabbanans, we'll consider that Letzorach Pikuach Nefesh. So that's if I'm running to save someone else's life. What if I'm the Choda? I ran to the hospital. Or let's say it's my baby. My baby is sick. And I drove to the hospital. So you have to give me a heter to encourage me to drive my baby to the hospital. Of course I'm going to drive him to the hospital. It only applies if the Hatzolah people went to drive someone else to the hospital. But not if it's your baby is sick. Of course you're going to go to the hospital. Doesn't apply into such a case. The Pashtus is, let's say the doctors have a specific time. They have shifts in the hospital. This doctor has a shift for 18 hours or whatever, for 12 hours, whatever. And he gets paid. And if he doesn't show up, so they're going to fire him. So let's say his shift begins in the middle of Shabbos and it ends in the middle of Shabbos. You say he threw himself from Shum Chilosam. If you won't give him a head to come back home, he's not gonna go in the first place. What do you mean not gonna go in the first place? They'll fire him if he doesn't show up. He threw himself from Shum Chilosam is Hatzolah people. a good Samaritan is going to go drive someone else. But if I'm encouraged to go to the hospital, otherwise I'll lose my job. Of course I'm going to. You don't need any encouragement in such a case. It's restricted. It's restricted to cases we need the Sofam Shem Chilosim. Yeah. A lot of times it doesn't apply. And because Nefesh of a Nochri, we are Noyik today, that's what the Dibre Chaim writes, that Dibre Chaim Sanza. So he writes that all the Rabbanim of Hungary got together and they paskin that Pikuach Nefesh Abenochri is Derech HaShabbos today, because if he won't be Mechal HaShabbos for the Nochri, they'll make a pogrom. They'll kill all the Jews. It's Safik Sakona. They'll kill all the Jewish doctors. So if you have to go to the hospital to save the life of a Nochri, you're not allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos for the Nochri. Being Mechal HaShabbos to save your own life. So then there's no heter of hitirus from Shem Trilosan. They call the doctor in the middle of Shabbos, he should go take care of it. It's his field, and they need him to come to save the life of the Nochri. So we say, we allow Pikuach Nefesh of the Nochri today, because in the end of the day, it's going to be Pikuach Nefesh of Yisrael. We're not matter Chilul Shabbos for the Nochri. Matter because they may make a pogrom against us. So then the heter of hitirus from Shem Trilosan wouldn't apply either. We were encouraged to go because of our own sakana.
But if you're doing it to save the lives of other Israelim, if you're doing it to save the lives of other Jewish doctors, then it wouldn't really be only for yourself.
I don't hear.
If you're not only doing it to save yourself, if you're a Jewish doctor, but
all the Jewish doctors,
other Jewish doctors.
Uh huh. Yeah, but I'm afraid of my own life. Afraid of my own life. So then you don't have this kuna. Okay, these are some of the dinim that the doctors have to keep in mind. The Gemara has discussions in the first perek in Beitza. The Gemara says in the last perek in Yuma that whenever you have to be Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, or you ever have to do any Aver, that they have to eat non-kosher food. The concentration camps, they gave them non-kosher food. So it's Pikuach Nefesh. Some of the tzaddikim didn't want to eat the food and they died from malnutrition. The Mikdash David died from malnutrition, because he told all the others they should eat the tray for food, and he himself didn't. He didn't want to eat it, so he died. So whenever you have to violate an iser, you have to figure out what are your options. You have to try to do hakala kal tchila. So if you have two non-kosher foods, one is a bigger iser than the other. One has kores. One has Misa B'dei Shamayim, and one has only Malkus. So the Gemara says, Hakal Hakal Tchila. So the same thing of being Mechalal Shabbos and Mechalal Yontev. And Malocha de Rabbanus Mochamed and Exeira de Rabbanus. Some Exeiras and Mochamed and other Exeiras. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. And the doctors and the nurses should really figure out which is Hakal Hakal Tchila. What do they usually do to save the lives of people? And what's Mochamed and what? That's an important issue. Memory of Soloveitchik said he remembers once as a child he had a sore throat, and they called the doctor in. They thought maybe he has strep throat. So they called the Goetia doctor. The doctor looked, and it wasn't too much light in the room. So the doctor was looking into his throat to decide what to prescribe him. And then Rab Chaim Soloveitchik was there. He said, I think they had a kerosene lamp. So he asked, should make the lamp higher, that it should be more light? Should we raise the light? So the doctor said, wouldn't be a bad idea. So he told Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim told Moshe, make the kerosene lamp higher. So he started to say, but he didn't say he needs it. He said, it wouldn't be a bad idea. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, turned to Rav Simcha Zelig. He was the dying. He said, he's an Am Ha'aretz. He said, Rav Moshe, so he's an Am Ha'aretz. You make the kerosene lamp higher. So Rav Simcha Zelig was so kafuf to Rav Chaim, he just made the kerosene lamp fire. Nothing. Anything Rav Chaim, sometimes Rav Chaim would be mekel based on a tzir of five different svaras. Rav Simcha Zelig would be mekel based on any one of them alone. If Rav Chaim thought it's royal to be mitzvah with another fourth stud in lakel, he can be mekel on that. That's Rav Simcha Zelig, known as a big mekel. He was known as a big mekel. No. His son used to teach here. When I was a student in high school and college, his son, Rabbi Riga, used to teach Tanakh. Yeah. Okay, these are some of the dinim that the doctors have to know and the patients have to know.
Thank you.